go for the high cash flow first before you start investing heavily. So now we have all these little online assets that generate, some of them only make, you know, $1,000 a month. They go up the scale. Obviously, we've got much bigger ones. But what happens is they're just cash machines that work 24/7 because they're online, worldwide market.
My name is Samantha Riley, and this is the podcast for coaches, course creators, and experts who want to grow their influence, income, and impact to take their coaching business to $1 million and beyond. We're going to share the latest business growth, marketing, and leadership strategies, as well as discussing how you can use your human design to create success in business and life, inside and out. Create the influence, income, and impact you need to build your business so you can create your ideal lifestyle. It's time to make a difference and scale up. This is the Influence by Design podcast. Welcome to today's episode of Influence by Design. I am here with someone that I am really excited to chat to today. We have been nerding out before I've even hit record. We had a little bit of a joke that we've probably done the whole podcast episode off air. So now we're going to recreate it for you. So I'd love to introduce you to Matt Rad. How are you today, Matt?
Thanks, Sam. It was awesome. Yes, we did have, it was really good fun having that chat to you. You're right. Can we recreate it for everyone?
Exactly. I was like, we better hit record now or we're just going to be talking for hours. Nerding out on this conversation and I can't wait to share it with you. We're going to be talking about buying and selling websites, which is your expertise. It's your wheelhouse. Absolutely. It's something you do with your wife, Liz. But before we start really getting into the conversation, why don't you tell us a little bit about, you know, what you've done and how you wound up to be doing what you do now?
Yeah, because these days we train people to do what we've done. So buy and sell websites. We actually, this sounds bizarre. We actually started out, and this is where Liz and I met at uni, studying zoology.
Oh.
Yeah, we were destined to be Australia's leading experts in red kangaroos at one point. That's what we specialized in our honors. But we both came from farms and we wanted the freedom. And as a kid, I think one of the things that influenced me with my family, it was really tough financially wise. My mum was a single mum when I was very young and all that sort of stuff. And I think it ingrained in me, you know, that fear of lack of money. So I always wanted to be an entrepreneur. I didn't know what I was doing. So I just went to uni to figure out what I really want to do in life, which was be an entrepreneur. I had no idea how to do it. I knew no millionaires back then, but my number one goal in life was to be a millionaire. And I think that just drove me. And so what we fell into was buying and selling bricks and mortar businesses. Liz and I bought a manufacturing business because it gave us leverage. We were always after, we really disliked the idea of working 9 to 5. Mm-hmm. So we're always looking. And so manufacturing was perfect in that you just build these, it was spare parts for outdoor power. It doesn't matter what the widget is. Mm-hmm, and then they just sit in a warehouse and then you sell them to a distributor. So you don't have to work 9 to 5. You don't have to work on weekends or anything like that. You just do the work and then you sell them. So that was a baptism of fire for us because we had no business background whatsoever. We borrowed money heavily off family and all that sort of a thing, the usual entrepreneur's journey. And unfortunately, the first business we went to buy was going bankrupt. So we were given the wrong advice. No accountant knew how to value it. So ever since that day, I guess, and this is what you and I were talking about before the webinar, my passion is understanding how to value a business. And because we got it wrong and nearly went under, but we turned around and it was a real struggle. Like it's really hard running a manufacturing business, all your net worth's tied up in a warehouse somewhere. Mm-hmm. And it's a tough, tough gig. So we turned that around and we got it basically systemized so we didn't have to work in it much. So then we started buying and selling other businesses for added income and just because we love business so much and we got really good at that. And then we started doing that as business brokers for high net worths and private equity firms in Sydney.
Mm-hmm.
And absolutely love that. And so we're doing deals up to around 20 mil. So we'd be spotters for, I guess you call it like a spotter. We'd go and find deals for these big private equity firms and high net worths. And what they do is they bolt these businesses together and sell them off to a much bigger corporate buyer. So the reason I mentioned that is that's my second biggest passion is doing sellouts to big corporates. And I think anyone listening, you need to keep listening for there's some big opportunities coming up in our space, which is the next phase of Liz and my journey, which was when our kids came along, Liz and I have always worked together 24/7, which people find really, really unusual, but we absolutely love it. And then when the kids came along, it's pretty stressful selling bricks and mortar businesses. And we heard about this internet thing. This was well over a decade ago. And we just figured, well, we've done it with bricks and mortar businesses. Why don't we do exactly what we did there, but with online businesses? No one was doing it back then. But Liz said, there's got to be a way you can buy websites. So we just figured it out. And, you know, as they say, the rest is history. Obviously, it's been we've learned a lot though over the last decade or so doing it, but these days we buy and sell businesses just like we used to with bricks and mortar. The most important rule we have is we don't get involved with physical stock. So we're not buying e-commerce sites. We just buy what we call content websites. So they're semi-passive. Mm-hmm. They just sell electrons. That's it. They're either got advertising on them, affiliate offers, or information products. And that's what we stick to, because we never want to go back to a business with stock, you know, physical stock in it.
Yeah.
And in a nutshell, that's what we do.
That's definitely how you and I have connected, I guess, because coming from traditional bricks and mortar business, I'm super thankful. Like the lessons I learned that I can now bring into the online world, and I'm sure you're the same. I feel like we've got such a stronger foundation with some of the knowledge of that old traditional business that we can bring into the online world. But never again do I want to put a key in a door and have to go in and do a stock take, never again.
And I think that's why we connected so well that first time when we chatted, because when I saw what you'd done, very similar background, and you guys are doing virtual, kind of in this parallel universe. I was thinking, oh, wow, and I was saying to Liz, you should see Sam's done the same kind of thing. She understands what anything we talk about, you and I will just click, you know, we'll know straight away what we've been through. And exactly what you said, the big thing we're passionate about these days is, guys, get online. Anyone, get 100%. Out of traditional bricks and mortar businesses. It's not, it is way too hard. I still stay in contact and have networks with very, very successful business people. And all of them are now like, you know, they talk to us, how do you buy these online businesses, Matt? This is too hard doing the bricks and mortar thing.
Yeah.
And everything these days, even if you've got a bricks and mortar business, it's all driven by online channels, as we all now know anyway. So it's a skill you might as well learn. And that's what we love teaching people. Okay, how to fix up your businesses online, how to get online, and most importantly, how to realize the value in your online asset. And I think that could be really interesting for your listeners, what they're doing, you know, because I'm presuming most of them are like you, they're interested in being online.
Well, I think that's why I really wanted to bring this conversation to the table today, is to start to help people understand the value in what they're building in their digital assets, but also sort of in a different conversation, also helping people to understand that, like, the way that I think about business, and I'm super interested to hear what your take is on this, is that I think about my business as creating the income so that I can create wealth in other areas, where I think a lot of people think about their business as being their income driving activity. When people hear me talking, you know, I'll be chatting with friends and I say, oh, you don't understand. I actually want an investing business where I've just got income coming in from my coaching business. So I want to open up that conversation around, you know, how can we create more wealth so that we're looked after, you know, financially moving forward, you know, and start creating this business as well at the same time. So it's sort of like that two sides of the stone. What did I say? Stone. Two sides of the story.
Yeah. That is absolutely perfect, Sam. That is exactly our philosophy. And what we love and what we've always done, Liz and I have done virtually the same thing. We've always owned a portfolio of websites. We don't just have one. I guess our pattern is we did that with bricks and mortar too, but we use these online websites because they're passive or semi-passive. What it allows us to do is you get the very high cash flow. We were taught by a very high net worth personal mentor of ours many years ago, go for the high cash flow first before you start investing heavily. And it was really good advice, and it's worked really well for us. So now we have all these little assets, online assets that generate, some of them only make, you know, $1,000 a month or whatever, but then they go up the scale. Obviously we've got much bigger ones, but what happens is they're just cash machines that work 24/7 because they're online worldwide market. And exactly what you said, we use them to reinvest the money into either buying more websites or shares or real estate. A lot of our clients use the cash flow to pay off their real estate. Where, for the record, we're not big. I don't have a problem with real estate. We've done really well with real estate over the years, but it's not our thing. We're more interested in reinvesting and compounding these cash flows back into either other websites, or we invest in a lot of shares over the years, always have done. But exactly what you said, for us, that's security. So coming from the background that we did too, I guess it's, you know, what's the word? Psychological as well. You know, came from a very challenged background financially. I'm very security driven, and as is Liz. And so for us, that's our security, is owning online assets that constantly generate high cash flows. And we know we can just use that money to put into other investments or pay them off as quick as possible.
Love it. Let's start off with the website. As coaches, consultants, we've all got a website.
Yep.
What are some of the things that we can do to our website to really make sure that it's ticking sort of the boxes that you're aware of?
Yep.
Because obviously when we're making more money in our business, then we can sort of invest. So let's start from that side of the story. What are some of the things that we can look at doing to really get our website ticking along, or, you know, get that traffic, I guess, converting more and more traffic?
Yep. So the first thing to realize is kind of like what you just said, it's a mindset thing. Don't just look at your online, particularly if it's a coaching business, don't just look at it as a business where you make money 9 to 5 or whatever. Change your viewpoint and realize that there are potential buyers out there for those businesses. You know, even you'll say, oh, it's set up around me as a coach, and go, well, no, everything's saleable. I've just recently, as I was mentioning to you, have seen over this last, especially since COVID, over the last year or two, big corporate buyers quietly buying up coaching style businesses. So first and foremost, realize it's a valuable asset that you have. If you've got anything online, any website at all online that generates traffic, there's potential value there, and it's potentially high. For coaching businesses, also realize that over this next 5 years, there is corporate buyers or bigger buyers or potentially other coaches who may be interested in buying that as an asset. So get excited. Not only do you have this online business that's making you money, you're also building an asset. So then coming to the nitty gritty of your question, where do we start actually building the value into that website so that it could be bought out? And also at the same time, hopefully generate increasing your profits. I would say currently in this market where we're seeing the biggest results with our clients. Now, our client sites are a little bit different. They're kind of affiliate sites and things, but it's the same with any informational style site, is view it as a content asset and a content site. So I would, rather than just having, you know, your standard landing pages and your about us and all that sort of stuff, if you're a coach, be thinking about what valuable content can I be putting on this site that will bring in more traffic? Because there's two big ways that you value a website, and that is based on how much traffic you get to it and or, they go hand in hand, the profit that you make. So you want to be increasing both of those to get maximum price, and your price goes exponential. So the results aren't 1 + 1 = 2. When you start fixing up profits on a website and your traffic, normally we teach through SEO, you normally get a 1 + 1 = 3 to 5. And as a result, not just in your cash flows, but also in the sale price down the track. So really, you've just got to step back, take a deep breath and look at the big picture. Got an asset that can be sold. How can I get that traffic and profit up? That's pretty much your mission over, let's say, the next 2 to 5 years. And then we can drill down. Do you want me to keep going into any other steps?
Well, what I was going to say, and it's something that you and I have spoken about before, is to, you know, something that I've been teaching for years is to think about your coaching business as a media company. And I think that a lot of people kind of miss what that is. So can you talk to that, or how would you describe that, you know, as us thinking about ourselves as a media company? And then off the back of that, how is that valuable?
Yeah. That is absolutely perfect. That's a really good mindset shift. I guess in a way, that's what I was trying to say just then. Yeah, view your, your coaching business as a media company. That's really smart. And actually, that's how we're teaching all our students as well to view their portfolio of content sites as a media company. So the minute you start viewing yourself as a media company, here's my suggestion. Okay, you've got SamanthaRiley.com, .global. Sorry, Samantha Riley.
Good memory.
Yep. So that's So Samantha now is viewing that. She's a coach. Awesome, awesome coach, by the way. Best in the world, of course.
100%.
We need that in there. But what I'm saying is don't just view that as, hey, I'm the best in the world coach. You now bring it into a business plan, which is that's one asset that I have within my fold of media companies. You might want to start thinking about owning one or two. Don't go too big at first, but you might want to start thinking, okay, I'm a media company. I'm going to set up systems where I'm regularly producing content that's useful to people, that's bringing in traffic. I may even buy up or build a few new sites as well. They don't duplicate SamanthaRiley.global, but they're an, what's the word? I wasn't good at English at school. Adjunct to it, adds to it. So now you're creating a media company because this is what the big media buyers are doing out there. They're literally buying up. They'll go into, say, we're in a niche of pets, right? We have affiliate sites in the pet niche. So they will literally buy up a bunch of the best high-ranking pet informational style pet sites out there. So what they're doing is that they're doing the same thing. So if you're a coach, you could specialize and own a few other sites that are driving traffic that are related to coaching or personal development or business coaching, or whatever it is that you do. So view yourself as a media company. And one of the key things that media companies do where they're getting these massive, massive valuations is regular high quality content. And I know now, if any of you know about SEO and stuff, I know that sounds like a cliche, but it's, you know, we're at the pointy end of the stick. We see where the deals are happening and we're watching our clients and our own sites. Seriously, that's where it's at. And it's as simple as that. So my number one bit of advice is start thinking like a media company. I love that idea. Thank you, Samantha.
no worries.
and that's really cool. But the practical strategy then behind that is to, okay, be like a media company. Own, realize you've got an asset and start be driving good content that's engaged. And one other thing then is also as a media company, you can start thinking about what your assets as their individual brand names. So they can still be sold, even though it's your name, like SamanthaRiley.global. Now, some of the sites that I've seen are based heavily around the individual's names and things. And it's not a problem because it just becomes its own brand name. So you do want, if you are serious about having a sellout to a corporate down the track or to another coach or something, you do need to be considering now, what would that handover look like? How's that branding? And it's perfectly okay to use your, like, look, I just read Dick Smith's autobiography. You know, it was a walk in the park for him to sell that. You know, Woolworths bought him out. They didn't care that it was the Dick Smith name. That's what they were buying. And so as a media company, that's what you need to be thinking about as well.
That's a really good point. That's a really good point about Dick Smith, because I hear a lot of people saying, oh, you know, you're crazy for setting up a coaching company in your own name. I'm a big believer in your personal brand. So I, my personal opinion is it's definitely the way to start.
Yep.
But I hadn't even thought about Dick Smith. That's his personal name and no worries at all. Sold it out to Woolworths.
Sold it out.
Good now, point.
And see, I agree with you. It's tricky for coaches to launch a coaching business. I'm 100% with you on that one. It is a really smart way to launch quickly using your own name because that's your personal strength. Mm-hmm. But business coaches will say, well, how are you going to sell that down the track? But like I said, Liz and I have seen thousands of deals. There's, if you've got a valuable asset, there's always a way to sell it. These corporates or other coaches, because what you can also do is think of in the coaching world, I won't say the name, but here in Australia, there's some really big coaching businesses or education business, more in the formal education space that have done the big tens of millions sales. And so like RTOs, registered training organizations, stuff sold out. And they're, if anyone knows energy, you'll probably know who I'm talking about. There's a few of them that have sold out for tens of millions and they're based around the person's name. So big corporates will do it because it's how you set up the structure. So if you view yourself as your coaching name and you're just a coach and you view yourself just as a coach, this is why it's so important, your mindset, then that's going to be trickier to sell. Whereas if you view it as I'm a media company now and I'm SamanthaRiley.global, well, that's a different corporate or website that you're building all of a sudden, because you'll bring in other staff and systems that can easily just translate to a new buyer.
Talking all the things I love nerding out on, systems and teams, and let's not go down that route. We'll be here forever. Okay, so that's sort of the one side that we've talked about. Now what I want to bring in is the other side of starting to think, how do we use our income to create wealth by investing? Tell us a little bit around, you know, buying and selling websites, how you people are creating money on doing this.
Well, this is exciting news, I think, for your listeners. You guys probably don't realize how close you are to being able to do what our students are doing so well, because everything that you teach, Sam, when I, you know, as you and I were talking before this, you know, looking at what you teach, it is awesome. And those skills, most people don't realize, can be directly applied to exactly what we teach, which is buying and selling these semi-passive assets. And basically, it's putting together really good content sites that convert well and have good offers on them, like just affiliate offers and AdSense. And I want to give you two really inspirational examples just to inspire listeners to open their eyes to what they can do with their current skills. So in addition, if you start viewing yourself as a media company, so you've got your normal coaching business, but also you use these skills to do what I'm suggesting, is just don't go, you don't have to even go nuts. Just gently have a crack at it. Just build a couple of, or own a couple of other websites, right? So one of our top students at the moment, Lisa, she's just done so well. Her background as an investor was traditionally real estate here in Australia, done really well with that. But as we know, real estate's getting, it's a big commitment to start buying
up. Let's just say the pricey end.
Yeah, the pricey end. So she saw us and the sort of cash flows that we're getting and went, hang on, I can buy like a site under $10,000 and earn per month what I get net rent off $1 million property type thing. And so she bought this little two. Now she had to learn all the stuff that we teach. But what my point is, she's got digital skills. She bought a $2,000 website that just makes money off an affiliate offer, and it just sends people over to Amazon and she gets a commission. That's basically what the site was. Now, over the last 3 or 4 years, she's renovated that site. So this is our strategy. You buy these simple sites, you renovate them, and you just redirect. She didn't need the money, the income off it. It was only making $200 a month at the time. That's net. So all the numbers I talk about are net profit. So the money just gets fed back into this website. And she puts, basically her strategy is exactly what we teach, is to just keep adding more content that's useful to readers. Now, she got that up to earning $5,000 a month. That's net profit. That's a nice passive income. So what we say is you own a few of those, and for most of our audience and probably yours, that's pretty much replacing your job, like your income, $5,000 a month. But it gets better. When COVID came along, everyone started getting online a lot more. And a lot of us have seen this. There's a lot more traffic, particularly in this niche that she was in. It was in the health niche. So as we all know, everyone being healthy was really important. So her site, which is perfectly positioned, it's gone way beyond $5,000 a month. Guess what it does now regularly?
I know the number, so I'm not going to give it away. Well, I'll give you the big.
Yeah, she jokingly said to me the other day, Matt, I don't want to sound like, she goes, I would never in a million years thought I'd ever be saying this, but if I only get $20,000 a month, I'm disappointed. So she's now hitting $30,000 to $35,000 a month off a $2,000 website buy. And so I've just valued that. So that's profit. So I've just valued that website for her at around $1 million. I think she could sell that. And so to her, that's a life-changing event. Yeah. You know, that's incredible. And that's just through content. Now she wants to go beyond that. She's seen some of the people, other friends of ours, because we've got another friend who recently sold his website for, I am allowed to say this publicly now, $64 million. It's a well-known site here in Australia. It's called, was called caradvice.com. And he's a really good mate of ours. And he speaks at all our events. We've watched him build it from scratch through to selling it for $64 million. Took 10 years and he sold it to a big corporate. Now, the reason I bring that one up is because that site was very much built around him and the other guys, because he's a really famous car journalist. But he turned the brand more into the name Car Advice. And yeah, big corporate Channel 9 bought that. And since he's sold it, he's just gone out and replicated it. So here's your other lesson for you all. This is why you guys are learning such valuable skills with Sam. All these skills that you're learning, maybe just start thinking, oh, I could put that into practice to start building myself a portfolio of websites. Because once you've got this skill for life, I said this to Lisa the other day. So what are your goals now? And I'm doing a big coaching call with her. We have a thing called Let's Set Our BHAGs, our big, hairy, audacious goals. And she said, Matt, I want to sell that site for, okay, I can get $1 million for it now, but I want to go bigger than that. And she gave me the number. I said, all right, so you've got the skills to do that. Do you want to be buying and building some other sites? And she's built two others. But outside of that, she's just going to stay to that. So what the point is, though, no matter what happens, Lisa now has a skill to create $1 million asset whenever she wants. Just like our friend Alborz, as soon as he sold that for 64 mil, he's now gone and replicated it. And within 2 years, we just did a recent interview with him on our blog. He's already back on the path to what he achieved with his pre. And he said to Liz and I in that interview, we're just kind of chatting like this and we decided to hit record. And he said, you know what, guys, remember how, you know, he knows that we know his personal journey. He goes, man, it took me 10 bloody years to get to. And he says the number and the traffic number. He goes, I just did that in 18 months. You know, now that he's got the skills. So it's pretty cool. No matter where you're at listening to this, if you start thinking of yourself as that media company and you're going to own a few website assets, I would highly recommend you use your skills to do that because you can. It's part-time. So Lisa, she did all this part-time in the evenings and now she's pretty excited about this. It's just all she does. But yeah. You sit at home in your Jimmy Jams working on this stuff and you can be doing, you know, big deals, but it doesn't have to be. Also, I do want to reiterate, I'm obviously very passionate about, I love being in this space where you got websites selling out for millions. It's just as exciting to sell websites for $5,000 or $10,000. You know, a website that makes you $300 a month probably doesn't sound that exciting. Own 10 of them. Then that's life-changing for a lot of people because you can sell them, you can fix them up. It's passive. You're not doing, you don't turn up and work set hours on it. You might work on them once a month. That's it.
Well, and that's what I was going to say. What I love about this is I think you and I, our biggest thing that we love is living life by design. That's how we kind of connected in the first place.
That's true.
You know, how can we create this life so that we're doing it the way that we want to do it when we're going to the gym in the middle of the day instead of having to ask, you know, someone at the next cubicle, hey, do you mind if I just go to the bathroom? Like, you know, there's a life out there to live and being in this space allows you to do that, not just for by having the money, but by having the time as well, which at the end of the day is one of our most valuable assets. Our most valuable currencies is time. So to be able to get that back and have the income as well, that's to me where it gets really, really exciting.
And that's our passion. Like for Liz and I think growing up on farms, we always had that freedom. So I saw my dad running this farm. He was just a farm manager, like didn't earn that much, but it was all about freedom. You know, I could do whatever I want on the farm and dad was always there. You know, he would come back at lunch and I'd go round with him on the farm. And Liz was the same. She grew up in the snowy mountains. And I think for us, it was that freedom and life by design was really important. When we met, I think that was the thing that we really connected on. We wanted to, neither of us liked working, like I've never worked 9 to 5. We couldn't handle that sort of a thing. And doing zoology at uni, you know, you're a scientist, you've got to work in, we thought, oh, we'd be being zoologists, we'll work out in the country. It doesn't work that way. You work in bloody labs and stuff, you know, it's boring. So we wanted life by design. I think that's why we became entrepreneurs. And then now the thing I love most that I keep saying, even as entrepreneurs owning bricks and mortar business, and you'll know this, you're trapped. It's not always life by design in bricks and mortar business. And the biggest thing we noticed when as soon as we got online, literally, once we got online, it was like the light bulbs went on. We're going, this is the best. It ticks every single checkbox we have for the perfect business that we'd been modeling by hanging around all these high net worth entrepreneurs. Being online ticked every single one of those boxes. There's no debt. we really dislike debt. We've it's been tough for us buying and selling bricks and mortar business, as you would know. You're in debt to the bank. Everything is on the line. With websites, mm-hmm. none of that. We just buy little websites and build them up. The cash flow, so there's no debt. They work 24/7 and you can literally create life by design. So we've been blessed to raise our kids like what I saw with my parents. They're always around because, you know, our kids didn't realize when they first went to school, they came back and said, Mummy, Daddy, wow, parents work. They go away each day. I said, most parents don't work from home. They've grown up with us working from home and we're always here. We always go down to pick them up from school. And so life by design is really, really important for us. We're blessed. We live in a beautiful area in the country and like in an acreage and stuff, and we can live how we want. And we relocated from New South Wales to Queensland. Why? Because we could. We suddenly realized, what the hell are we doing living in New South Wales where it's cold? We're in southern New South Wales in the country where it was really cold. We said, this is crazy. We're going to Queensland where it's warm. And we can, because we literally work off this, a laptop. That's it.
Yeah.
And now what's cool is we see that's the number one testimonials we get off our students. It's not about the money. It's, hey, Matt, I now work off my laptop. And earn a full-time income, the hours that you want. So, there's times when you've got to work hard, but you're passionate about it because you're building your own asset. That's the other thing. You're not working for someone else. Every time you work on your website, you know, these portfolio websites, they're your own assets that you know you're adding value for your family. It's like owning real estate, but it's online real estate.
Yeah, I think that's why I love working for myself and what I didn't love about working corporate, because I remember one day going, hang on a minute, when I work hard, nothing happens. I'm like, this is stupid. I actually don't mind working hard. I quite enjoy it, but I want the rewards of that. Let me go do it for myself. So if I decided, you know, I want to work a little bit harder, and I know I could get crucified for this because, you know, there's this work harder, work smarter, but you do have to put the work in to work smart in the first place. So, you know, when you put that in, you personally reap the rewards. And that's what I love about it. And look, I know you've got a masterclass that talks about how to do this. I've watched it. It's fantastic. Got me all fired up. Can you tell us a little bit about what people can learn in the masterclass and, you know, where they can go to have a look?
Yeah. As you say, we run a free masterclass because we get asked a lot, well, what do you do? So in that, it goes for 90 minutes and we explain exactly our strategy of how we buy and sell websites, the sort of sites that we look to buy, why we're so passionate about building up a portfolio, which we've covered here, but also how that works and how that looks. And we go through basically our whole strategy and we give lots of examples of actual websites that we and our students have bought as well. It's really inspirational to see. So even if you're vaguely interested in this, and you should be, if you've listened this far, obviously you are, I'd highly recommend you listen to that because I think it does, like I said, I think it fits perfectly like a glove with what you're already learning through Sam, all those skills for a little bit of tweaking of your skills and your knowledge and obviously a bit of time, you can own these websites and you might want to buy a few too, because buying websites is the quick way. You know, you can find really cool assets to buy. So yeah, that masterclass, you can check it out at ebusinessinstitute.com and there's links on there. And we'll put a link below the podcast.
Absolutely. All links are always on the show notes page over at SamanthaRiley.global/podcast. So definitely go over there. I've had a look at the masterclass. I highly recommend it. It really lays out exactly how to do everything that Matt's been talking about today, which is super exciting. Matt, what's one thing that you would love to leave us with thinking about everything that you've talked about today about buying and selling websites?
That's easy for your audience and for everyone that I meet. Think of your website as a valuable asset, particularly in this current market. There's some really exciting websites are incredibly valuable now. If they've got even just a bit of traffic, bit of profit, and think of a website as a money generating asset that can be sold. It's a real asset, just as valuable as traditional real estate or a traditional business, if not more so. So that's my one thing.
Love it. Matt, thanks so much for joining me today. It's been awesome to nerd out with you on this subject.
I agree.
I reckon we're going to be doing some more stuff together. So I look forward to it. Thanks so much.
I hope so, Sam. I love that interview. Thank you so much. It was absolutely fantastic.
Thanks for joining me for this episode of the Influence by Design podcast. If you want more, head over to samanthariley.global/podcast for the show notes and links to today's gifts and sponsors. And if you're looking to connect with other coaches and experts who are growing and scaling their business too, come and join the Coaches Course Creators and Speakers group on Facebook. The links are all waiting for you over at samanthariley.global.